Welcome to Storytime Explorers, a podcast full of stories, imagination, and growing hearts and minds. Let's go on an adventure together. Are you ready?
One, two, three. Come explore with me.
Hi, I'm so glad you're here. This story is all about apple picking and spending a fall day with friends. Let's join Ella the elephant, Zara the zebra, and Hugo the hippo at the farm. There's a crisp breeze in the air. The leaves on the trees are turning red, orange, and yellow. Ella and her friends arrive at the farm, ready for a day of apple picking. They spot a big wooden sign with a shiny red apple on top. Just below the sign are baskets stacked in a tall pile. Ella, Zara, and Hugo each pick one up to fill with apples. Then they turn the corner and see a tractor. It's big. It's green. Vroom, vroom. The engine rumbles as it pulls a wagon full of families and friends toward the apple trees. The tractor takes us to the apples, says Ella. Her trunk wiggles with excitement. But then they notice the line. A really long line. Ella's trunk drops. She's tired of waiting. Her body feels wiggly, and she just wants to pick apples now. Hugo lets out a quiet grumble. Ugh, I want to go now. The line is long. The tractor is still far away. It feels like it's taking forever. Ella sighs. Waiting is hard. She looks at her friends and says, maybe we can play a game while we wait. Zara's ears perk up. Oh, let's play the letter game. They look around the farm and take turns naming what they see. C is for corn, says Ella. S is for sun, calls Zara. They keep going, pointing and giggling. A is for apple. H is for hay, says Hugo, spotting a big pile nearby. Just then, the green tractor rumbles closer. It's our turn, says Ella. The friends step forward, climb onto the wagon, and sit close together. Each one holds their basket in their lap. The tractor rumbles to life. Vroom, vroom. The wagon jumps forward. They lean this way and that way as it turns down a path with rows of apple trees. Then the tractor begins to stop. Time to pick, says Ella. They hop down from the wagon. There are apples everywhere. Red, green, and golden yellow. Ella reaches for a red apple. Zara finds a green one with a few little brown speckles. Hugo reaches for a golden yellow one, then pauses. There's a hole in this one, he says. He leans in closer. I think a worm was munching on it, the friends giggle. I'll leave it for the worm to eat, Hugo says, stepping back. Then Zara smiles. Let's taste ours. They each take a bite. Crunch, crunch, crunch. Mmm, so crisp and yummy. Then Ella spots it. An apple at the top of a tree. It's the brightest red she's seen all day. That one, she says, pointing with her trunk. That one looks just right. But it's high, just out of reach. Ella steps closer and stretches her trunk up, up, up. But the apple is still too high. Hugo has an idea. I'll hold your basket so you can use both feet to jump. Ella hands over her basket and takes a deep breath. She bends her knees and jumps. Pluck! She grabs the apple with her trunk. We did it, says Ella. Thank you for helping, Hugo. She drops it into her basket and smiles. They keep picking apples until their baskets start to feel full. Zara sniffs a yellow apple. I like to eat mine with peanut butter, she says. Mmm, says Hugo. My grandma and I make applesauce. Ella nods. Sometimes I eat mine with cheese. Or just plain. Then Ella pauses. Let's pick a few extra. For our neighbor, Mr. Rob. Oh, yes, says Zara. He loves apples, says Hugo. They each choose one more apple and put it into their basket. Soon, it's time to ride back. The tractor bumps along the path as they sit with full baskets and big smiles. We can tell Mr. Rob all about our apple picking, says Ella. Later that day, they walk up the path to Mr. Rob's front porch. He's sitting in his chair, waving hello. We picked apples today, says Ella, and we saved some just for you, adds Zara. Mr. Rob smiles and takes the apples. He bites one. Crunch. Mmm, a Honeycrisp, he says. Thank you for thinking of me. The friends sit beside him and tell him everything. The tractor ride, the letter game, the wormy apple, and the one Ella reached with her jump. Ella looks around and smiles. She's glad they spent the day picking apples and shearing them too. The end. What a fun day! Ella, Zara, and Hugo picked apples in different colors, red, green, and golden yellow. They waited, worked together, and shared something sweet with someone they care about. Sometimes a day is extra fun just because you spend it with friends. And sometimes, sharing what you picked makes the whole day even better. Thanks for listening to Storytime Explorers today. Until next time, keep being kind and stay curious.